Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, got a couple callers, so we're going to get right to our callers and then perhaps have a chance to talk after we take those calls. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. My tongue's feeling lazy today, like I'm mushing over my words.
That's funny. It's got a little nightcap on it.
A nightcap. Are we talking like scotch or
like
rum? I wish it had a nightcap on it.
Yeah.
A morning cap. Anyway, yes, we're getting to the callers. 973 is first, then 202. Again, the call in number 914-338-0164 is the call in number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And yes, we love it if you join us on Facebook and on Twitter. You know, it's really, really the least you can do. If you call the show, and you have a Facebook account or a Twitter account, supporting us really helps us out. It helps to promote our show. We're not asking that you advertise the show on your Facebook page, but just that follow does so much for us. So please follow us. Please follow us if you use the show. Okay. 973 and then 202, and then we'll get into whatever discussion we might be having. Who knows what that will be. 973 is on the air. Hello.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Jackie?
Yes, I'm home.
This is a different number.
Yeah, this is my home number.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hi, Jackie. 1565. Well, you got us nice and early. A lot of times you'll come in late to the show. So.
Yes, because I'll be at work, but you know we're working from home now.
Yeah, you guys are on. The schools have shut down in your area as well.
Yes, and it's from what I'm understanding, it's actually just like beginning to like take hold in the area. I know that they have like places where you could go and get tested. It's just crazy. It's like you don't want to believe this is going on, but it is.
I know.
And you know what earlier was like, you know, everyone is trying to figure out what they're going to do, but then you don't have any choices now because you're isolated.
Right. Are you in your area on what they call, I mean, they're calling it here a stay-at-home order or shelter in place is another word or another term that they're using. Is that what the local government is?
Well, shelter in place in school is another name for a lockdown. I know that New York City has called for shelter in place. And I have someone in my home who goes to New York to work every day. And she's on mass transit. She's wearing her gloves and her mask and all of that on the bus. But sometimes during the day, it just looks normal. You just keep a safe distance.
Yeah. Well, what they were saying on the news last night, because they were announcing that here in Southern California that they were enacting the shelter, quote-unquote shelter in place, but they were using like a softer term, like stay at home. We suggest you stay at home or stay indoors. because shelter in place is what they use when, like you said, a school is on lockdown and there's like an active shooter. And so they wanted to soften the language to make it sound less ominous, I think, to people. But still, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. You can't buy supplies. I'm kicking myself for not shopping last week, thinking,
right,
you know,
I mean,
I anticipate this.
I am too. But was so busy at work. But part of last week, I wasn't well, so I was out. But I went back to get myself prepared for, like, the students' packets. But we were kicking ourselves at work that most of us, I know, didn't get a lot of time. And then now they got these crazy lines, you know. Like, I feel like I can ride it out, but it's just kind of weird.
Neil and I have not encountered any lines. I mean, it's been busy in stores, but it's been like complete shortages. And then when you try to secure a place, like a delivery slot, because I do a lot of ordering online because it's more convenient for us, you know, with groceries and things like that, it's been impossible. I had a shopper out yesterday. I thought, oh my gosh, we're going to be able to buy toilet paper. And I had a shopper on, and they were like taking pictures of the aisles and nothing was available. So I said, just cancel the order. I mean, there's no point in getting these other small items that I need because it's just a waste. And then I'm going to end up tipping. I mean, it's just silly. So I don't know. I guess we'll try again today. But anyway, but it's nice to know that, you know, people are in community and that we're all going through the same experience. So hopefully we can, you know, draw upon the strength of one another and get through this crisis.
Right. And then sometimes you don't know if this is just like media hype. Sometimes it feels like it's a media hype because when you go out, it really doesn't look that bad. You know, but I'm just praying that the cold season will be over and done with. And that the case start to diminish, you know.
I 100% agree with you. I mean, when this was starting, I thought, you know, this is being so overblown. But, you know, I really did feel that way, that it's overreaction and that we're you know, what's being enacted in terms of the shelter in place and the schools closing down is ridiculous. Well, especially because kids are just playing outside anyway. So what's the point? I mean, of closing schools down if they're going to be socializing. I don't understand that at all. But, you know,
the other side of the coin, if you work in the schools and the necessary precautions aren't being followed, the cleaning isn't done the way it's supposed to be done, because you can't be teaching and doing the cleaning. That's why they have custodians and facility management.
Sure.
So, you know, when I got sick, I know I got sick in the building because the building had not been properly cleaned. And we were just too busy because normally I clean my own room, you know. I wipe down the desk and all of that. But too busy to do that, you end up with little viruses here and there, you know.
Yeah.
But you're right. The kids still go out. We're preparing online lessons. I have yet to see in my platform where anyone has done any work, but I have to do these vlogs every day. Like, I find myself, I'm on the computer all day when I'm not sleeping because the computer has made me extremely tired. I'm tired of being on the computer looking if there's any things that we could send. I just think that This whole thing exposed the whole system of them not really being up to technology, because I have to use my own technology and I have to sync documents. And I'm so concerned that I may erroneously sync something personal to a drive and everybody see it, which is not their business. I don't think that they should be monitoring us like this. You know, we're doing the best we can. You know, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all plays out.
This is a challenge on a lot of governmental systems, I think. And those of us who work in it, we're just having to see it from a different vantage point.
Definitely.
I'm hoping that some positive changes come out of it afterwards, that maybe maybe the accountability will land where it needs to land, you know?
I hope so. I mean, I know Trump was saying, you know, because they're going to do these stimulus checks. I think they're passing that in the Senate, sent to Americans, you know, and families, depending on how many children you have, it's, you know, going to be, there's going to be different amounts. But he's saying, oh, this is going to get me reelected, sending out this money. So we'll see. But anyway, well, Jackie, what was your question today, or what is your question, I should say?
Well, you know, pretty much, my question more so would be like, when would this thing end? When it ends, would there be, is there a light at the end of this tunnel?
A light? Well, I certainly hope there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I think it's going to take a couple months for things to play out and resolve. And now that these,
we're just going to be stuck in our homes, can't move.
Sorry, hold on. Repeat what you just said, because the phone rang over the top.
But would we be just, everyone would be on a limited life? Like, I'm not really a person who likes to run out here and there anyway. Like, I don't even like going in the supermarkets. You know, I've seen lines on, like, online where they have lines where people have to go get tested. And I wouldn't want to be in one of those lines, you know. I'm taking this as a time to slow down and try to catch up on things I need to catch up on.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, I imagine it's going to take a couple of months. Here in California, what they're saying is, schools are going to be likely closed until fall. I don't know if it's the same way for you guys.
They don't know. They first told us we were going back April 1st, but, you know, my particular district. But, you know, my district is kind of fickle. Now I'm hearing it may be after spring break. We don't know. No one knows anything with that. I think that they would have to watch the numbers of cases and, I guess, what they claim the peak. And I don't know if we're near the peak at all.
And say that again. So you said that now it's been pushed back to what you said, the April 1st, but now it's somewhat later. What was the time frame?
It may be later for us because we have a spring break after that.
Oh.
We don't know. Yeah. So the number of cases is what makes the difference.
I think it depends to where you are. I mean, California has a lot of cases. So, you know, if the schools are shut down, obviously this is going to extend for several more months.
Okay.
And I'm sure not, I have no idea what's going to happen as far as summer school or programs that normally kids would be participated in during summer, because, you know, if school isn't open, then why would any of those programs be available? It's certainly not healthy for kids to be limited. They need structure and activities in order to keep them stimulated. So I don't know, a couple of months, I would say, possibly up to the end of, up to fall. I personally would think in May things would start to lighten up. Neil might have another opinion.
I want to still be in a position to apply for a loan and move forward.
Just wait a couple of months and things will start to slowly get back to normal. There's going to be ups and downs, but things will start to level off in a couple of months. It will get a little bit worse, and then slowly it will start to climb up again. But I suspect by June, July, we'll be starting to see things normalize a little bit. So, you know, and the light at the end of the tunnel, yes, this isn't going to kill us.
Well, some people are going to get killed.
No, it's not going to kill the whole
I know,
world.
Society, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous. We're not minimizing it. But on a psychic viewpoint, I would say a couple more months, things will level off and start to normalize. That's all. So, you know.
You know, I was diminishing this, and I mean, I really do think that the media overblows things. So I hold true to that belief.
They're all saying the same thing over and over and over and over. And in my mind, I'm like, what else is going on? Okay, to me, the market, when you watch what's going on, the market is going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. You know, is this something that's being manipulated? We don't know.
No, I don't think it's being manipulated. I think it's like if you touch something and it wiggles back and forth,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain spider that if you touch his web, he spins his web around and it all vibrates until it levels off and the spider senses the danger's gone. In this financial world, everything's unstabilized. It's moving back and forth, back and forth. It will eventually stabilize, and I predict that it's going to be in about 3 or 4 months that things will slowly get back to normal.
But you know, like I was saying, as we close and move on to the next caller, despite my resistance to being influenced by the media, I found myself succumbing to anxiety yesterday. I mean, I was getting really anxious and feeling kind of, you know, not well physically, but feeling like I was coming down with a cold and getting achy and so on and so forth. And I started to get anxious. So,
I'll tell you real quickly, because we've got to get to the next caller. The problem that I really find disgusting is the capture of wild animals and the killing of wild animals.
That's
this
where it started out
from.
Bats
to armadillos. Yeah. I mean, wild animals caught in cages that are slaughtered for human consumption.
That's how virus originated.
And you know what? In a way, we deserve it.
What were you?
I think it's disgusting what we do with our animal companions, especially the wild ones, and we're asking for it.
What were you
so
saying,
maybe
Jackie?
This is a lesson.
What were you saying, Jackie?
Like, it turned me off for Chinese food.
Well,
I don't know about Chinese food, but the killing of wild animals in these marketplaces is what's disgusting. That's disgusting. I saw a video of a woman eating a live bat. I mean, that's where it's supposed to have come from.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the Chinese people, it's the practice of killing wild animals, no matter where it is, eating them, killing them. This is how it spread. This is where it occurred. And that's what I find most disgusting about this whole thing. It could have been avoided.
Yes.
I don't know if we helped you at all. But
no, I mean, you know, I really remember I didn't press one. I just wanted to get on the call and listen. I mean, if something crossed my mind and you don't have anybody later, I'll press one.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Make sure you don't have one pressed when I put you on mute, and then I will watch for you.
Okay.
I'll watch for you raising your hand. Okay.
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 All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Bye.
Thanks, Jackie. Yeah, it really is disgusting. I mean, the fact that even from eating regular meat, there's all kinds of bacteria that can be and diseases, trichomoniasis from pork and, you know, mad cow disease. There's all kinds of things that can be passed, whether it's the typical animals, but then we go further and eat things that are not even, you know, standard meat items like bats. I mean, what's the point? 202. Hi.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. It's Beth.
Oh, hi, Beth.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again. Okay, she's called on Wednesday, 12/3/69. And oh, before I forget, Beth, I need to make an announcement. We are airing on Monday next week at 10:30 Pacific. That would be 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Normally it's Wednesday and Friday, but it's going to be Monday and Friday next week, 10:30 on Monday Pacific. Okay, now that I got that out of the way. Beth, back to you. 12369.
Yes, exactly. And I was made aware of the 1, 2, 3. I never even put that together, that my birthday has 1, 2, 3 in it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and in succession, it's not 3, 1, 2. It happens to be in an organized fashion.
Yeah, and that adds up to 6, which is the number in your year.
Oh, wow. Yep. I wanted to thank you for last time talking to me and being so patient, because I listened to the recording and I was very nervous because I've never been on a radio before. And so I apologize that I was overly excited.
Oh my gosh. No, you're so silly.
Yeah, we went into shock over it. And,
it was our topic of the day. After we hung up, we just couldn't stop. No,
there's nothing to be nervous.
Never be nervous about talking.
You know, don't worry. It's just a radio show with a lot of stupid people trying to give you information.
I wanted to let you know that I had some confirmation about something that you had brought up last time. Do you mind if I mention
No,
that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Neil had said, asked me if there was anyone in my family who had a broken bone. And I thought, and I didn't feel like it was me. And then I realized, because you were asking me about my mom who had crossed over. We were talking about her. And then I realized you said you were under the impression it was a big bone. Well, that bone was when my mom broke her hip.
Did you hear me saying?
And then I realized.
I said hip before you said hip.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Didn't realize what.
Yeah. And I got a little thrown off because you were asking if it was a sibling. And then I realized that was a big deal. So I have 8 brothers and sisters and we're all very, very close to my mom. She's, I still communicate with her, and she's communicated a lot with me, after her crossing over. And, I have, I don't know what you call this. I don't know what the label is, but I have abilities. And so I was really tapped into it and just really enjoyed her communication with me. It brought me a lot of comfort.
In communicating with Beth on the other side, she did say she's very hip with all the angels now.
Beth, but Beth is talking. Communicating with Beth.
My mom's name is Molly, and we do communicate back and forth. So, yes, we do communicate from the other side. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Well, you've got that strong 6. I mean, the broken up 6, of course, in your month and day, but you've got a strong 6 that, 6 chakra is correlated with psychic ability. I mean, it's also the mind. Mm-hmm. So it can be also, on the other end, very logical. But yes, the 6 chakra is where the third eye is located. So people with 6s in their energy sometimes have more psychic ability than those that don't have 6s. Of course, it depends on the person. So it's not a blanket statement necessarily.
Yeah.
So. But it seems like you've mentioned some psychic ability, so that's good.
Yes, definitely. I wanted to mention one more thing about this, and I don't know if you recall the technical problems, which were pretty obvious when I re-listened to it. I could hear it, and there's somebody on the other side that I'm friends with on the other side, and he often will mess with technical stuff around me. An example is when I was taking my test for coaching, it's all virtual, everything that we're doing, the testing, and they could not get it to work. They kept trying and trying, and they said, they've done years and years of this testing, never had this happen. And I was just chuckling, and I was also thankful because I was so nervous, in fact, that it gave me time to collect myself. And I was very appreciative of my friend on the other side for that. But he's definitely used technical or electronics to communicate and also to interrupt. And so I have a feeling that he was part of that when we were trying to communicate.
Listen, we had
He's a funny guy. He's a prankster.
Yeah. You don't know my sense of humor, Beth.
We just had a spirit from the other side deliver us a clock.
Okay, you
came out.
You have no idea. So I'm going to tell the story because Neil and I were upstairs, and I went downstairs to go put a couple of things in the washing machine, and as I was passing through the living room, I guess you would call it. You call it the sunken den. But anyway, I look to the left and I see this digital clock on the mantle. And the weird thing is Neil was looking for a clock for quite a while because his clock that he had used during readings had broken. And so we couldn't find a clock, but then we were able to, we did find a clock finally. So we have that clock set in that position. But suddenly this clock appears out of nowhere. So I went upstairs and I said, Neil, you got to come downstairs. Did you put a clock on the mantle? No. Clock appeared out of nowhere. Which these
wow.
are things that
do you,
happen
do you
to
think
us,
it's the same
to us regularly, but
could it be the same person?
Well, I think that has to it's more probably our guides, our spirits that did it.
Oh.
It's probably not your guy.
No.
You know, but it's interesting that you mentioned that and kind of coincided with our experience, and it, you know, relates to the whole technological electronics.
You know, I got inspired, so I try to manifest a new car in our garage. I went out in the morning to look in the garage, and the only thing there was Henry Ford staring back at me. So it doesn't work. I guess you have to use small items.
No, but these things happen to us fairly regularly. I mean, so it's nothing new, but it's still... it's still exciting, even when, you know, you're used to things like this happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our little story on that topic.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I'm glad I'm not the only one that has things happen.
Yeah. No. Things happen to us constantly, all kinds of things. You wouldn't believe them if I told you. Hopefully we'll be able to talk more freely about them. But
yeah, you know, one of the like yourself, Beth, one of the advantages to speaking with spirits on the other side is they will play. A lot of them are fun, kind of mischievous, and they will play. They'll interact. They'll do all kinds of things, and it's very amusing. I mean, you can't prove it to anybody.
No.
But you know in your shoes that that's what's going on.
And you also know if you're in your underwear that's going on. So.
I wanted to, on that topic of kind of psychic, I don't know, what abilities or this kind of thing, I wanted to bring up one other thing, if that's okay, before I ask my question.
Okay.
Okay. So there's always a controversy between spirituality or religion and psychic kind of phenomenon, and it's confusing to me. And I'm a very spiritual person, but I'm very aware that I have these other things. And I don't usually freely talk. I feel nice that I can talk to you guys, but I can't talk to even a lot of people that are close to me for fear of judgment or ridicule because I am of the, you know, that it's from the dark side or, you know,
right.
But I know that I'm not from the dark side. I know I'm not like that. And how do you handle that kind of thing? Because
well,
it's very
just,
confusing
let me
for
just,
me.
Let me just inject, Beth. Before there was religion, there was spirit, and there was spirituality. There was elements of talking to the other side and things like that. Religion came in, and religion was organized. It was created, and then it had certain laws and creeds and rules that were, that some of which were maybe commanded by God, maybe commanded by the religious order, the political system, control, restrictions. Things started to get narrowed down, but also things became abused. The spirit, the idea of spirit became abused. So even though there are distinctions in religion that says, you know, you shouldn't be a psychic or a fortune teller, they're evil. But in reality, that's not entirely true, because our great spiritual leaders were psychics. Christ would have been probably stoned to death today if the true religion was looking at him making all these statements about spirits and guides and demons and things like this, because that world is real, not Israel, but Israel, R-E-A-L.
Yeah.
And you know, so... Yeah. The core of the essence is spirit, and the essence of that is morality, ethics, making sure that you're well grounded. There's nothing wrong with talking to spirits, but you know, you have to understand that in religion, in organized religion, certain aspects of religion, there's going to be condemnation, there's going to be judgment. They take what they see as written word and misconstrue what it really means and things like that.
Well, and not only that, I mean, on the other side of that, in the spiritual community, there's a lot of condemnation of religion. And so, and you know, people often come into a more metaphysical way of thinking because because they have interest in that sort of thought process, but also because they're rejecting what they grew up with, which was very negative in terms of religious background. But that also is problematic, because there is a marriage of, you know, what's in the Bible. And by the way, in the Bible, there are prophets and there were seers in the Bible. There became a division between that being okay and not okay. I'm not sure, but it did develop. I mean, probably because, well, I'm not going to start to theorize why, but, you know, I think a sign of a good psychic, and someone who's a good spiritual leader will marry the sixth chakra psychic energy with what is, you know, biblically sound. And also that person is going to be able to interpret the Bible in a way that's beyond any level of interpretation that a Christian church might be able to offer.
Yeah, and I agree with the things you're saying, and it's just really helpful to hear you say that, and it's comforting because of the ridicule that you get, like, or that you could possibly get from if other people find out that you have these things, so that, you know, you have a small group of people you let in about that, right?
Yeah, and I mean, maybe
you guys don't, but I'm, you know, careful.
Maybe starting a group of Christians that are interested in, you know, that are interested in developing their psychic abilities, because there have to be other Christians out there. But I mean, I would say run if a psychic rejects the teachings of the Bible. I would say run because they're not on the right path whatsoever.
Wow, that's so nice to hear you say that. It's so reassuring, reaffirming, because I know I have these things for a reason, and that kind of leads me into my actual question, but I didn't want to, I think I might have interrupted you.
No, that's, no, I said what I wanted to say. Go ahead with your question, Beth.
Okay, so my question actually kind of ties into this in that I kind of had, I'll just try and summarize it briefly, but I had the opportunity, I met another coach yesterday via a conference that we were in, and we are actually planning on using our skills, our skill set, to be able to reach out to the community in a kind of crisis intervention for COVID-19 coaching and helping people through that. And we are planning to go live and co-host a site where we will offer free sessions. Both she and I both admitted that we have some things, whatever they are. I don't know if those will be able to help us in this, but our goal is to reach out to people and help people through our coaching abilities. Also, you know, being a healer, I have other things that I can offer and such. My question is, if there's any advice from Neil or from you, Kristen, on this, and how I can help people, and how I can even possibly tap into my abilities, if you will, anything that you can tell me that will be helpful moving forward. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday.
Well, I mean, as far as what you're planning on doing, a podcast or a video presentation where you can help advise people, I'm kind of unclear on what the presentation format
okay,
is.
Okay, so
be.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for asking that. So coaching kind of works with people one-on-one to help them through helps them to maximize what they do have to be gainful and successful in many areas. She and I are both health and wellness coaches, and I have a medical background. So we would actually be taking calls one-on-one to help, you know, coaching people through this and actually helping to tap into the things that are working for them to help them be their best at this new normal.
Well, what I would say, and Neil probably is going to say something completely different than what I'm going to put out, but I would focus on your natural. We talked on the last show about a past life being a medicine woman and the fact that you're into natural healing and you use plant essences and things like that. That's where I would focus my energies if I were you in this. Aside from any other medical advice that you might be able to provide or any structural advice how people can manage dealing with the virus. But I would focus, if you're talking about, you know, getting into a more psychic area or, you know, natural area, I would focus on what you know about natural healing. I personally wouldn't start practicing on people with your psychic abilities if you haven't even started to do that. I wouldn't do it on a forum where you're answering calls. You know, maybe a little bit here and there, but I would be very careful because you don't want to misguide people. So I would.
Yeah, and I agree, and that was definitely not my intention. I just wasn't sure if there's anything with my abilities that might help me. As a coach, I'm not curing anything. I'm not, you know, I can listen and kind of talk people through. But as a coach, we don't cure, we don't prescribe, you know, we don't do any of those things. I have knowledge about
stuff. But you can make suggestions. You can recommend,
right,
though.
We definitely can make suggestions.
Yeah, Beth, I think one basic rule is to get people to guide people towards the center of their energy, to understand where their true balance is. Now, that would be in the fourth chakra. And the relationship between the fourth chakra and the sixth chakra, your visionary energy, your abilities, your creative abilities are very important. So first of all, in coaching somebody, you've got to understand, or they've got to understand, where their true center is, what they truly feel most balanced doing. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't learn other aspects. In my years of psychic development, I went through every medium and mode and experimented with them all, and finally decided that the best rule of thumb for me was just to be basically psychic. I didn't need anything, any instrument or card or book or something like that to go by.
Even though you would experiment with those
things. I experiment with them all in my late 60s. So the idea that you understand the way the most exciting thing about your profession, our profession, is getting people to understand their energy field and to talk to them. Now, when that gets into such a state that you start to feel balanced, then you start to move forward into the communication of the spiritual world. It's just like normal development. You're in occupational therapy. Well, you first of all, you develop a relationship with yourself. Then you develop a relationship with your mother. Then, you know, it branches off, and suddenly it's relatives. Then it's the outside world. When you're in the process of communicating with the spiritual guides, you have to develop a relationship with them, get to know them, test to see how accurate they are in the communication. But that's best filtered through when you understand yourself and you know who you are and where your balance is and where your root system is. So in that regard, I think the fun of being a psychic is, I guess in your premise, would be helping people to understand where their true center is, because that's when they're going to feel most self-assured. And from there, they can branch out and be creative. So getting a person to know exactly what they want, or helping them guide there with their abilities. Yeah, you're a guide in some respect. I think that's most important. But the more that you develop a relationship with your spiritual guides and talk to them, which apparently you do, the more you're going to feel more centered by involving other aspects of energies into your own center.
Exactly. That's well said, Neil. Well said.
I really appreciate that. That is really where I was going with it. And it's just so reinforcing to hear that and to hear it verbalized so eloquently. I really appreciate that. And I took great notes, and I think this is going to help us to reach other people. So thank you very much.
Great.
All right, Beth. Good luck.
Can I ask one more question? The Facebook, I tried to join you guys. Can you tell me what the title of the Facebook is?
It's linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So you should be able to just click on it. We have the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour page. We have our friend page, but our names are smashed together. So it's like Neil and Kristen is one, it's like one word, one big word, because they don't allow you to have two people. Yeah. So you can do it there. There's Neil Baker Psychic. So there's two pages and also our personal page.
And those are both on Facebook, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour page.
Yes, and you can find it if you go to the Blog Talk Radio homepage. It's linked. There should be a Facebook button that you can find it on.
Okay, and is there any other place we can join you as well, or is that the main?
Twitter, you can. I mean, we post on Twitter. We don't really get into conversations on Twitter. I guess that's what people do. We don't really. So, but it's, you know, we appreciate the support on any of our pages for sure.
Okay. I'm familiar with the Facebook, so thank you, because I did try and research it and couldn't find it, so it might be helpful
really
for you to mention that when you're...
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing that.
You'd
be surprised how many people call and don't, so we do really appreciate you doing that. It means a lot to us.
Thank you.
Okay, Beth, good luck.
Thank you so much for your encouragement.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. We have a caller, 203.
Hi, it's Pat.
Pat? Yes, I thought that was you, but I'm getting old and forgetting. Yes, I know. It's so sad.
I just told a young woman about your and Neil's site, and I said, she'll never forget you. Call in once.
No.
She'll never forget, or your birthday.
And they're right, like, I thought it was your number, but I've been getting mixed up with people's phone numbers, so I didn't want to say this is Pat for sure, but I did think.
No, I'm just teasing you. Your memory is remarkable.
Thanks.
I'm actually very oddly doing really well in all of this.
No, 53, I'm sorry. 53. Hi, go ahead.
I'm doing really well. Hi, I'm doing really well, and I'm sorry, I just tuned in, so I didn't hear the first of your program. I'm doing really well in all of this. I'm just enjoying going out and stocking up, mainly on all the research I'm doing with herbal medicines to help with this virus. And I don't know, maybe I've taken a turn myself in my health. It's just like a big turn. I can't believe I'm just having such a great time being an introvert. But
that's
the
great,
Pat. Works for
well,
me.
You discontinued that therapy, and so your brain is probably, you know, starting to heal from whatever impact that program that you were doing on it had.
Slowly. I started some very high-dose supplements that do everything from, you know, help with bipolar to physical stuff. And I've also been doing a supplement for depression. Maybe those have kicked in. I'd also like to ask you, I called in Blog Talk yesterday and asked about Chance. Chance is doing really well after his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman saw some things she needed to do, and she asked if I had peppermint oil and lemon balm. And I said I didn't. And she said, okay, energetically, I just want you to put this on his right leg, blah, 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 blah. And the healing will take place from now till 2 in the morning. You know what? Chance came around me and licked my face and sat with me. And before the call ended, he went back in his crate and went to sleep, and he was out. So much so, I started to get concerned all night long till this morning. I'm just wondering if you could tune in, and did she actually work on him? Or was it that profound? And did he need that kind of healing?
But you didn't, did you, I'm confused, did you apply any essential oil?
No, I didn't.
You didn't have
because
it.
I didn't have, yeah, she said energetically, you just apply it.
Yeah, I mean, energy.
You know, can you
we just had a client yesterday who lost his wallet. Couldn't find it. So I said, I want you to look in your car, and once it's not there, it will materialize.
Exactly.
And he went to his car, couldn't find it. He went back into his house, and he found the wallet in a place that it would have never been. He would have left it there. So when you're using energy, you see the communication between an individual and an energy field. When you're visualizing something, you're attaching yourself to something in the astral realm. So if you have nothing else handy, that's what I was explaining about being a really good psychic, is that all of the elements are in the astral field. And if you have a strong psyche going on and you can gather energy from that astral field and apply it, you don't need anything. Because the virtual reality is that it's all in the astral field. It's all in the other dimension. So in the best of worlds, we can absorb energy from another realm and apply it energetically, visually, mystically into the physical world. That's the best thing that can happen. And if she recommended that and it seemed to have worked, then trust it.
And it seems like if she was the one who did that energy work, she's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to.
Honestly, I think I was just facilitating her. I just assumed she came through and did this powerful stuff, and Chance allowed it, you know.
Yeah.
And I stood by kind of dumbfounded. But boy, I'd love to take credit for it.
Well, you can.
You absolutely take credit for it because it forms a triangle. So
cool.
Between you and the psychic or whoever, the healer and Chance, it formed a triangle.
Which is
mystical.
And it happens to be in her number system too. And they're 12 and her 3 at the end of the end of her year. So.
But I just want to say, you know, getting back to this coronavirus. Because it came from the animal kingdom and all this, I think it's a warning. We disrespect our environment and our climate so much, and we are in such, many of us are in such denial, and we abuse our natural resources, that this, I think this crisis is a learning lesson for us.
I hope
that we
so.
Have
absolutely.
We have
absolutely.
To stop and have more respect for our environment, and that includes the spiritual environment, the astral realm, but the animals and the natural resources of our planet are revolting against us, giving us a warning that we can be wiped out if we don't give proper respect and servitude and stewardship to the elements that are giving us life. And I think this is a good lesson. We deserved it. We deserve this lesson. It should
oh,
wake
absolutely.
Us. It should wake
you're giving,
us up.
Yeah. But
Neil,
go ahead.
You're giving me goosebumps. I in all my discussions, one woman who's in the one I'm doing supplements from, she said, "Oh, this virus has been around for a long time. This is just coming in a different way." And someone else said, because of the icebergs melting, you know, viruses are available now that haven't been available for thousands of years. And then someone else said, a coronavirus is a cold. There's always that in colds. And this is just a different and very serious mutation. And I absolutely agree with you. A psychic that literally got me through my life, the only one that I used for years raising my son, I asked about the animals once, and she said, she channeled this amazing being, and she said, Argo is showing me they're all on the horizon saying goodbye. They know that many of them will be extinct because of what we're doing to them. They understand, they're accepting it, and they're saying goodbye. Makes me so sad. I mean, that was probably 30 years ago. And I also believe that we absolutely would deserve it, but it's also an amazing opportunity because all this, for a couple of years, I'm getting so tired of, we're all one, we're all one, we're all one. Everything from local people to things on blah, blah, blah. And then finally, isn't it amazing? Finally, we all are seeing we are all one world. We see it now. We are one. All of us get it now. The ones that didn't get it, couldn't get it, didn't want to get it. Yeah, we're all one world. But I think beyond this, I think it's an amazing opportunity. What's going to come from this will be phenomenal opportunity for everyone.
I hope you're right. I hate to be a pessimist. And I mean, we put the best intentions for learning from this crisis. But I mean, it's the same thing with Nazi Germany. We said never again, but look what's happened with, you know, putting people in, you know, ICE detainment and in the Japanese internment camps. I mean, unfortunately, humankind has a history of being very stupid and not learning lessons.
I know. Yeah. But also think about this. Whatever happened, I don't know the planets well enough, but in January, whatever it was that changed was the first change in 500 years, going all the way back to, I don't know history, but Luther and Christianity. So 500 years up till now, we lived in lots of hell and major changes. We're just starting again on a whole new cycle.
Oh, yeah, according to astrology. From an astrological viewpoint, well, maybe there will be some changes that occur from this.
And
I certainly do hope so. Oh, I do.
And listening to an astrologer talking about that, she was saying, you know, the changes we're going to get. And then she said, well, we don't know where we're going. We've never been here before. It's the same. This is this acting out, this virus. We've never been here before. The world has never experienced this before. It's all new. I really think there's so much ahead of us that if we can try and stay positive and stay alive, and that's where I'm getting so high, is learning about so many things that we can do naturally to help. And the biggest thing is the mucus in this virus. It's full of fiber. So that's the issue. You've got to find supplements, herbal things to help either prevent or keep that down.
Well, let me just say, Pat, you know, we had never been here before. We took ourselves here. We're the ones who brought us to this point. And what's happening now and what's happening around the world and the way that the universe is speaking to us is it's giving us a warning that we can all become extinct if we don't start respecting the planet, respecting the natural order of life, and paying more attention to the miracle of existence and respecting it on all levels.
But
it's a warning.
But the sad thing is, in this warning that we're experiencing, so many are not respecting other life. I mean, and this is indicative of the hoarding that's happening and people, you know, having this me first attitude. And so we really urge people, and I'm sure the people listening to our show aren't of this nature. However, I mean, it's our civic social responsibility to encourage people to be respectful of their fellow human, and, you know, be moderate in your consumption. Don't drain the stores of all their merchandise. There's enough to go around, and we can get through this if we all cooperate with one another.
And take special
precautions. Take precautions against this illness. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, the denial of the coronavirus by the current White House should now give them a reminder that there should not be a denial of climate crisis.
Yeah.
And we all need to wake up. We need to understand that we brought ourselves here, like I said, and that this is a severe warning to us. And if we heed to it, if we all turn around as a world and start to treat our planet like it's a precious energy field, all of this will vanish rapidly. I really believe.
And we will take a turn for the better. Neil, yeah, we did bring this on, chose to be here in this lifetime. We contracted with this issue, but we're still alive. So we probably contracted to make this turn around. This could be just the focal point of a huge turn that the world has the potential to take. And maybe that's why we're here as well. Maybe that's part of our contract. You know,
that's right.
As much as people are not listening, people are listening online in my neighborhood watch thing. Everyone's writing in. Even people are writing in saying, I'm old and I'm alone, I need help. So many people have been so afraid to say that about themselves. One woman went online and the post won't stop now. Everyone is saying, let me help, I'll go drive, I'll pick up. So it's
That's
hoarding.
Great.
It's hoarding and also really amazing things, too.
It's bringing out the worst and the best of people. It's a but everything.
Well, back to Tale of Two Cities. It's the best and the worst of times.
Well, yeah. And I mean, the whole basis of our planet is the contrast. You know, we live in a planet of duality. So that's what it's all about.
Oh my goodness, you sound so down. Get some more faith. Unless I'm, you know, off on a manic high, and I'll come back down again.
I'm not down, but I'm a realist, and I do see the good that's happening. Absolutely. So I recognize that. But the reality is this planet will always be a planet of duality. So it's not, you know, this isn't going to be a nirvana. We're on the earth because it is a planet of duality and we came here with karma. That's the belief that we have, at least. So I mean, we, as much as we can do as human beings on the planet to uplift the planet and its vibration, that's where we need to focus.
Right.
That's where the focus should be. But no, I'm good. I'm not down. I'm sorry if I sounded negative.
No, I'm feeling for you. I don't want you to be down or fearful.
Right. No, I'm good. I'm good.
So I'll let you go if you have more calls. And thank you. And Chance thanks you. And he's been so present with these phone calls. It's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, and he's doing well.
We're so glad. And I remember what we said about the operation the last time that you called, that we had a good vibe about it. And that turned out to be true.
Yeah.
So that was accurate.
It was.
So
it really was.
Good. Good.
So thank
good,
you.
Good.
He's talking right now to you guys. So thank you both and be well.
My chance. You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we are at
all
the
right.
end of the show, in fact. So we're back
okay.
on the air. 12:30 at, I'm sorry, 10:30 Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Then we're back on the air on Friday. But join us on Monday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern coming up. Okay? Stay safe, everyone. Bye-bye.